Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
An Oakland father and his one-year-old daughter die in a house fire. Why police believe the blaze was not an accident. And a bizarre crime in the North Bay, a pig's head and blood splattered across a Santa Rosa home. The links to the George Floyd murder trial. And demonstrators protest in the state capitol. Four police officers injured as a crowd calls for justice over the recent killings by police. Good morning. It is Sunday, April 18th. I'm Emily Turner. Let's get a start this morning with a check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Peck.
Already seeing a difference today, Emily, from yesterday. There's no marine layer out there unless you're right at the immediate coast. So we're starting out much clearer. That's important because that's going to give us a head start in warming up on the day for most locations. And today is going to be the warmest day of the 7 day. And yesterday was already pretty warm for many inland spots, so we'll be a little bit warmer than that. Real pretty views right now from the top of the Salesforce Tower and the Mark Hopkins Hotel. There's not a cloud here in the Tri-Valley. You can see a little bit of it from the Salesforce looking west, and you don't see any from the top of our camera that we've got up on the top of Sutro. Where are we now? We're all sitting in the 40s. Where will we be this afternoon? Many of us inland in the mid-80s. I'll be back with more on that forecast coming up in just a few minutes. For now, Emily, back to you.
Happening today, San Francisco marks the anniversary of the 1906 earthquake and fire. Within just the past hour, Mayor London Breed and other city officials gathered at Lotus Fountain. They observed a moment of silence at 5:11 a.m. That's the time when the catastrophic earthquake struck 115 years ago. Happening today, people in San Leandro are marking 1 year since a man was shot and killed in a Walmart store by police. The shooting led to legal action against the officer. A socially distanced event to celebrate 33-year-old Stephen Taylor's life will take place this afternoon at San Leandro Marina Park. 1 year ago, Officer Jason Fletcher responded to a call about a man with a bat in the store. Within 40 seconds, he tased Taylor and then shot him. Last week, an independent investigator said Fletcher failed to de-escalate the situation or use crisis intervention techniques. Fletcher faces a charge of voluntary manslaughter. A lawyer for Taylor's family says he was suffering a mental health crisis. This morning, Oakland police are investigating a pair of homicides after a father and his baby daughter were killed in an early morning fire. It happened at their home on Stearns Avenue near Bishop O'Dowd High School and the Oakland Zoo. Investigators believe this was a deliberate act of arson and say the incident is connected to a string of other crimes, including a murder. KPIX 5's Don Lin reports from Oakland on how the cases are connected.
Police say a homicide from last Saturday triggered several retaliatory attacks, including this arson. But police say this family is innocent and not involved in that homicide. Witnesses say someone threw objects through the windows, causing fast-moving flames to burn the house.
They heard something, you know, exploding. I don't know, what was it, like twice or three times.
Family members say the fire killed 37-year-old Assam Musli and his one-year-old daughter, Alia. Police say the father tried to rescue Alia.
The father and the child were found together. And so it's really sad, but the father is a hero. He sacrificed his life.
Police say his wife, who's 9 months pregnant, has second-degree burns to her lower body.
She was supposed to give birth this month.
The woman's mother also suffered from burns. Family members say Assam was working as a cashier at Booker's liquor store last Saturday when someone shot and killed 25-year-old Dejan Woods inside the store. Police say Woods and a customer at the store got into a dispute before the shooting. The man who shot Woods recently turned himself in. Investigators believe Woods had ties to a local gang. They suspect his associates set fire to the liquor store on Wednesday night. Detectives say those associates may also be responsible for the shooting at another store that injured a cashier on Monday. This arson marks the latest retaliatory attack.
We are not related to the guy who shot him. So I didn't know why they came, you know, after us.
It's really sad that in our community that someone would do something so heinous as if setting a home on fire in the middle of the night killing an innocent family.
Family members say the victims were hoping for a peaceful life in Oakland after escaping war from their home country.
We ran from Yemen because of the war.
Yeah.
We thought we are safe here. But, you know, death followed us to this place.
The pregnant mother is still in the hospital. Family members are hoping she and the baby will survive. In Oakland, I'm Dahl Lin, KPIX 5.
Oakland police and Crime Stoppers are offering a reward in the cases where a death was involved, and they're asking if you have any information to call them. A disturbing sight at a house in Santa Rosa after vandals targeted the home. Blood was spattered on the front and a pig's head was thrown at the front door. Police say the homeowner was likely not the intended target. KPIX 5's Betty Yu reports from Santa Rosa on how the crime is actually connected to a high-profile court case.
You can see what police say appears to be animal blood on the garage, the door, and the windows of a home where former Santa Rosa police officer Barry Broad used to live. Police say a decapitated pig's head was also thrown on the front porch. Police say Broad has not worked for the department since 2004 and no longer lives in California, and the victim appears to be falsely targeted.
I felt that Derek Chauvin was justified and was acting with objective reasonableness.
This past week, Broad testified as a defense expert. He said that he believes Derek Chauvin followed his police training when he knelt on George Floyd for more than 9 minutes. The defense used him to paint a crowd of witnesses as a threat.
I could see that Officer Chauvin's focus started to move from Mr. Floyd to the crowd. To one point, I think Officer Chauvin felt threatened enough that he withdrew his pepper spray canister and gave verbal commands to the crowd to stay back. So now he's dealing with the bigger threat.
Prosecutors challenged that testimony by showing a video of the crowd around the scene. In downtown Santa Rosa, police say it appears the same vandals also targeted a large hand statue in front of the Santa Rosa Plaza Mall overnight. The suspects left a sign which had a picture of a pig. It has since been cleaned up. Police say suspects seen leaving the area matched the descriptions of the people who vandalized the West Santa Rosa house earlier in the night.
That was Betty Yu reporting. Santa Rosa police say that the former officer has not lived in that home for a number of years. The chief also says this week that Mr. Broad's comments do not reflect the values or the beliefs of the Santa Rosa Police Department. Happening tomorrow, closing arguments in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. He's the former Minneapolis police officer, of course, who kneeled on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. He's facing three charges: second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. After closing arguments, a jury will then begin its deliberations. Meanwhile, around the country, cities are bracing for possible protests once that trial is over. In Minneapolis, police are preparing for violent reactions to the verdict. They're planning for potential unrest, which could be worse than the rioting after Floyd's death last May. And new this morning, crowds were back on the streets in Brooklyn Center, the Minneapolis suburb where Duante Wright was killed by police earlier this month. Demonstrators breached a fence surrounding a police building. Officers used flashbang grenades and a chemical irritant to push the crowd back. Police then called for a dispersal order, and National Guard soldiers had to move into the area. Some protesters were taken into custody. In Sacramento overnight, people flowed onto the streets and sidewalks to protest police killings across the U.S. They stood along K Street in the Midtown area. Earlier, a crowd also gathered near the state capitol. Four police officers were hurt when they were sprayed with a liquid irritant. No arrests were made, though. And also new this morning, demonstrators in Washington, D.C., also angry over police shootings, vandalized a statue of Christopher Columbus. The word murderer was among the words and slogans spray-painted on the base. Columbus statues have been targeted across the country because of the explorer's mistreatment of indigenous people. Vigils were held this weekend in Indianapolis for the 8 victims gunned down in a mass shooting at a FedEx facility. The suspect is a former employee who last worked for the company in 2020. So far, investigators are not saying if he knew any of his victims. CBS's Nikki Batiste reports from Indianapolis.
Mourners gathered in Indianapolis Saturday evening to remember the victims of the FedEx rampage. Komal Chauhan lost her 66-year-old grandmother, and today she was supposed to celebrate her engagement.
Just anything. I don't know. I just feel so empty. I feel like this is supposed to be one of the biggest days of my life.
Police say 8 people from age 19 to 74 were gunned down by former FedEx worker Brandon Hull. A year ago, the teen's own mother had reported him to local police, saying he might try to die by suicide by cop. Authorities say Hull was put on a mental health detention, interviewed by the FBI, and a shotgun was taken from his home. On Saturday, Hull's family issued a statement offering, quote, sincerest and most heartfelt apologies to the victims and saying, we are devastated at the loss of life caused as a result of Brandon's actions. Through the love of his family, we tried to get him the help he needed. Thursday night, police say the suspect began firing in the parking lot where he gunned down four people.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Authorities say he then entered the facility and killed four more before turning the gun on himself. 74-year-old John Weissert's wife showed us his photo just before learning he died in the massacre.
He does his job starting at 5:30. So that was it. I just said goodbye, have a good evening. I said that to him a couple days and a couple times, and he was gone.
The couple was married nearly 50 years. Nikki Batiste, CBS News, Indianapolis.